Now, I did promise the show would today be ABB, anything but beef, after such a beef overload at Beef 2018 in Rockhampton last week. Geez, it was a great event. The people, the program, just jam-packed with so much to talk about and think about. Now, one of the blokes that I met up there was former Wallaby and now national columnist Peter Fitzsimons. Many of your listeners will be familiar with him. He's a pretty big, boofy bloke, used to play rugby quite well. He is a very outspoken proponent for the sugar tax and has basically been living a sugar-free diet and promoting it for some time now. So I've been in the context of the sugar tax debate, which has been something we've covered on many occasions on the Country Hour. Out of the blue, Beef Australia, here's Peter Fitzsimons attending one of the industry symposiums that was all built around the issue of digital disruption. And Peter's a pretty controversial kind of bloke. He had no problem standing up in front of a crowd of several hundred beef producers and admitting that his two eldest children don't eat red meat at all, and he doesn't eat sugar. So I put the put it to him. The criticism that I hear quite a lot is that the sugar tax is a very simplistic way of dealing with what is a complex health issue, obesity. I asked him if the position that he's taken on this particular issue is anti-farmer.
Surely there could be nothing that would help Australian agriculture more than bringing in a sugar tax, because the less, where is sugar found? It's found in processed food. And if you were to put a greater tax on processed food, you encourage people to go to fresh food. Who benefits? Not the farmers in Brazil that are putting their stuff in our processed food, not the farmers all over the world, but if you're going to go to fresh food, you've got to go to Australian farmers. Can't the Country Hour get behind it? Are you with it? Does it not make sense?
But I do talk to a lot of cane farmers, and it's personal for them. They have spent generations producing a natural food source, fibre source, and they're proud of it. And this debate is making them feel that they need to be ashamed of it, or that they're somehow being vilified.
Not to be ashamed of it. There'll always be a market for sugar, and we'll always have cane farmers. And so it's not wiping out cane farmers, but it's a thing of saying we have a serious public health problem in this country. I think, 65% of us are obese. No way around it. It's a problem. We, as a society, as a community, have to act, have to move to work out how to reduce our sugar consumption.
And the health professionals that operate in that space know that it is a very complex issue, obesity. Why is slapping a sugar tax going to be the panacea?
Okay, so here's the reason. The idea of the sugar tax is to reduce consumption, particularly of that sugar water. Okay, that sugar water is devastating for our health. Okay, and so there's two reasons. One is to reduce the level of consumption, and the other one is you can guzzle that. This is a free country. We're not being a nanny state. But what we're saying is, and this is the accusation about the sugar tax, you know, nanny state, nanny state. No, it's not. It's saying you drink what you damn well please, sport. But put on your big boy pants and start paying for it now. Why should we, who are not drinking it, why should we pay? And it's the same thing with the tobacco tax, okay? You're free to smoke till your nose bleeds. But if you do, any chance, because you're going to finish in a cancer ward, you're going to be costing thousands of dollars a day to have you in the cancer ward, any chance that you can start kicking in now, make a contribution to the health fund that the rest of us shouldn't have to, because you're doing it, we're not.
Peter, as we've said, I don't have an opinion on this, but I know that you're a pretty influential bloke. You have a daily, weekly column in a broadsheet national newspaper. Do you feel like the momentum is shifting behind you on this one?
I think it's look, I don't know if the politicians will be brave enough to do it, but it's an idea. I quoted it in the Fairfax the other day, Victor Hugo, the great French fullback, who said, "There is nothing so powerful as an idea whose time has come." And this sugar tax is an idea whose time is coming. And Brits have just introduced it. They've had immediate success. Mexico has introduced it. And again, I say, I feel for the sugarcane farmers. This is not going to wipe out sugarcane farmers. This is not focused at wiping out sugarcane farmers. This is focused most particularly at kids, most particularly at obese Australians, saying we have a serious health problem in this country.
Peter Fitzsimons, you're a disruptor. I can hear that in your voice, and I can see why you're the guest here at Beef Australia's Digital Disruption Industry Symposium today. If the sugar tax's time has come, What about the movement for an Australian Republic? Is this also a thing that's time it's come?
Absolutely. I'm chair of the Australian Republic movement. It's an absolute no-brainer. And I say to this, I mean, again, we're talking to the country air, the highly influential country air, and often people think that people in country areas are not Republicans. Well, I go all over the country, and I'm always heartened by how many strong people are strong for the Republic. But for those who are saying, no, 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 we don't need it, let me say to you this. Let me leave you with this point. Look to your kids, your fine young Australian kids. In 2018, they can aspire to be anything they want, bar one thing. Your Australian kids cannot aspire to be the Australian head of state. Why not? Because they're Australian. And under our constitution, that job is specifically banned to Australian kids because that job is reserved for a family of English aristocrats living in a palace in London. They're a fine family. God bless them. May Her Majesty long reign over them. But they're not our family. They're not Australians. And the idea of, you know, we talk about Australia being the fair go, meritocracy, you know, rise by your elbow grease alone. Okay, that's not a fair go.
Now, listen, Peter Sitsimons, it is only the country hour, so I am going to have to wrap up there. But Thank you very much for spending some time with us here at Beef Australia 2018 in the nation's beef capital.
Thank you for having me. I've had a lovely time at your place.
He is a disruptor and he can be controversial, but I did enjoy my chat with Peter Fitzsimons, former Wallaby. I think I liked him most in that role, but he now, of course, is a national columnist with the Sydney Morning Herald and also has a number of books, titles to his name as well.
You're listening to The Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.